Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons on the Score.
Lonzo Ball wearing jersey 2, and they go right side white in front of the high post. Mooch takes Gobert to the rim, and the pass, left corner, Ball for 3. Bam! Welcome back to the NBA. Lonzo Ball with a 3 ball in the far corner.
Talk about someone who's been to hell and back. Lonzo Ball. Last night, getting the opportunity to get on the floor, got a nice hand from the United Center crowd, from his teammates, from opponents yesterday. It was nice. And when I left here yesterday, I was thinking about the show that we did, and I thought we did a really good show yesterday. And I don't ordinarily like think that in my mind. It's not that we haven't done it. It's just I usually walk out and go, man, I miss this spot.
You got some Caleb Williams in you.
A little bit.
Thinking about that.
A little bit. But I walked away and I was like, man.
I thought we did a good show too. Shane Tanney, you guys think we did all right yesterday? Do you remember? Or is it just gone out of your mind now?
I flush every show when we're done and just focus on the next one. Right, so I have no recollection
that's
of
actually
yesterday.
Really healthy.
Yeah.
Quite honestly. Will
tell you that, right? You got to flush it.
Yes, got to flush it sometimes. Be ready at 7-Eleven.
Yep. I have my peanut butter and orange juice at night like Pedro, and then I flush the show when I'm doing that.
Okay. Those are all very...
Just flush the peanut
Maybe
butter.
Maybe that's why he was
juice.
Such a bad manager, yeah. Because let's, he eats yeah, peanut butter and orange
yeah,
juice at
let's
night.
Let's whiteboard that for the folks at home, the listeners. When Pedro Grifol was on Bourbon and a Buddy with Shane Reardon, yeah, but they talked about having a little snack in the middle of the night, a little scoop of peanut butter, then right back to bed, wash it down with some orange juice, you know?
OJ's a really interesting choice for... That combination doesn't work.
Yeah, no, I think you mean a really bad choice. I think that's what you meant to say.
I think that sounds kind of phony, like maybe some of Pedro's managerial stuff. Well, frankly,
he also couldn't figure out the name of buffalo chicken dip when we talked. Yeah. So, guys, kind of a moron.
I mean, the peanut butter thing makes sense. You have a little bit of protein.
Yeah, it is
night,
a good snack, Lawrence,
right?
Except it's ruined the experience for me now because now I think of Shane and Pedro Grifol every time I want a little scoop of peanut butter.
Yep. They're just like, that's the worst thing to wash it down with.
It's a terrible choice. You're almost better off not washing it down
just
than
let
drinking
the,
orange juice.
Let the peanut butter linger in your mouth the rest of the night.
We should have known it then. I gave him like 45 seconds to try to figure out what buffalo chicken dip was called because we were talking about Super Bowl. He's like, we get that chicken dip that, you know, it's spicy and
it's got red sauce.
You know, it's got that buffalo sauce on it.
No, get there, Pedro. We should have known then. Couldn't figure out the name of buffalo chicken dip.
Yep. No way that guy's got a motivated team. But anyway.
So last night I'm driving on LSD, and
you and Doc Ellis.
I know, right? I'm throw some no hitters and perfect games, but I'm stopped at Ida B. Wells, right by the fountain.
It's lovely.
Full moon last night.
Oh, it was exquisite last night and early this morning.
Reflecting off, there was also a comet today.
Really?
Yeah, a comet was visible in the southeastern sky today. But the moon's reflecting off of the lake. It was just quiet. And I was sitting there going, man, tonight's going to be kind of cool. Like, what an incredibly cool thing that we're getting ready to witness with Lonzo Ball taking the court again after 1,006 days of rehab, of just surgeries and rehab.
And then it was kind of beautiful.
Yes.
It was lovely to just... Sort of bask in, because he gets out there and it's a partial standing O and whatever, but like he's moving without the ball. Look a little slow. Look some preseason tempo. You're like saying, I don't really see the man necessarily sprinting or whatever, but who cares? I'm just watching him move, watching his basketball IQ, which has always been so high
through the roof.
It's and the fact that he made the first three. You know, it was just beautiful. And then you saw some help defense. You saw like some like really smart, thoughtful basketball plays. The one seemingly full out effort moment of jumping towards the bench to save that ball out of bounds in the corner. And you're like, just even that he's got the comfort to do that. He's got like the courage to like go ahead and like throw your body out there, and who knows how you might come down. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know that was awesome, and he deserved that moment. And it seemed like the teammates and people all around the league actually were celebrating it and just kind of living in the joy of him getting to do that and have that time.
The goal was 4 4-minute segments for Lonzo. I think it ended up being 3 5-minute segments for him. 15 minutes for him played. He made 4 out of 6, 2 out of 4 three-pointers, had a rebound, had an assist, had a steal, had a block, finished the game with 10 points, and did all of the stuff that you ordinarily would expect Lonzo Ball to do, including like playing with a really high basketball IQ on help defense. You saw a hockey assist for him in the game last night, too, because of the way that the ball's moving around the floor. But even beyond the statistical, even beyond the, man, can he help this Bulls team go over 27.5 wins? I just found myself, our guy Jack Silverstein had tweeted out, I think he was there, and he tweeted out the video of him coming off the bench and getting ready to enter the game. And he took like a deep breath, and you just go, man, what a journey. The reason I thought about you is because you are the captain of good vibes, right? Like, that's kind of your thing on the air.
It was Jay Zawoski who, when doing his impression of me as Spat Meagle, said, good vibes, babe. And then it is, it's become kind of thing. But
you believe in that. Like, it's not something that is an unwelcomed.
No, because I believe in not just the power of positivity and how it makes you perform better. So I believe it is objectively a smarter way to live your life, because it helps you perform better. I also believe in doing the work to get there. Like, whatever, you got to figure it out as a person. We all got our own journeys to figure out. For me, it's meditation. It's some morning quiet. You got to do whatever it takes to get yourself there, because it is, in practicality, a better way to live.
I fight with myself a lot when it comes to this in sports. I have a bit of an edge because of my time as a reporter. So there is some knowing how the sausage is made.
Sure.
That's hard for me to let go in almost every venue that I, like, if I go like cover a game, there's a shell around me that is hard to disengage from. It's one of the reasons why I'm so crazy about like Alabama football. I don't have to do that. I don't have to do that with Bama.
That's beautiful.
I can just be a crazy person when it comes to Alabama football.
I don't know if you're aware, but Joe Buck is a huge St. Louis Blues fan, because there's no allegiance. There's no nothing. He's never talked to the executives. It just lets him be a pure fan.
And you know what's funny? I remember running into Buck after the Cubs won the National League in 16. And I was walking back up after the celebration. He was walking down.
And then I met Buck.
And he was wearing like St. Louis Blues gear.
Was he?
Yeah,
oh, there you go.
He had like a Blues beanie and maybe a Blues jacket on, and he was walking out.
That's his Alabama for you.
And then of course, as I made it back to the media section, I heard, "Hey, Holmesy, get out here, man. We're partying." And it was all of the Cubs people. That party that they had on that deck that night, unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable. But I have that. Like, so it's, and I think it's one of the things that's going to make this show work, is that I am allowed to drift into things that are, I have as a fan of sports, like the comfort of the romanticism of baseball, for example. You and I are on the same page when it comes to a lot of that stuff.
And here's the thing, dude. Like, believe me, I can empathize with the existential question that you're talking about of, like, how to maintain the positivity when you know too much. And a lot of that is just natural aging, too.
Sure.
As we get older and we see bad people win, we see karma, which maybe you've believed in karma your whole life. And you're like, how am I supposed to do that? As you lose people you love, like all those things, you're like, man, it's a tough year for an optimist.
It's rough out here in these streets.
Yes.
But something happened to me last night.
You got touched by the sports angel?
It was great.
That's the way Terry used to describe it, remember?
It was great. Like, it was really great. And it's hard to not get choked up or tear up when you see Lonzo Ball, when you see him go through what he's gone through. Mm-hmm. And we all know, like, because we've all been paying attention, and we've all been like, man, the Bulls should probably, like, cut ties. Like, this is never going to happen again.
Practically, I was hoping that they would and eat the money as they tried to get competitive at different times over the last couple years.
And then you watch it and you go, man, this triumph over injury, triumph over adversity, being out there with cadaver tissue.
Yeah, there's a texter, Lawrence, who says, can you explain what was wrong? I just thought it was a knee issue. No, just to briefly explain, guy had a meniscus transplant, a bone allograft where a replacement bone came from another person, a dead person, we think, and then also a cartilage transplant. So he pretty much has an entire other person's leg inside his own leg.
And the idea that he could just walk again was up for debate. And he's playing NBA basketball. And yes, it's preseason. And no, I don't know if this means that he's going to be a viable part of what the Bulls are trying to build going forward. He's a free agent at the end of the year. All I know is that we usually mythologize all of the movies that will often take liberties with our sports stories. To raise it to that level of you feeling something like you're being manipulated in a way. This was real.
Yeah.
This actually happened.
It's always better when it is real. And some of those movies, it's so funny because some of them like end with the championship. That's kind of the beauty of Rudy, isn't it? That Rudy ends with him just getting in the game. Just actually just playing.
But it starts with him being a dirty cheater. The movie sucks. Rudy's an ass.
I mean, anyone who was on that team will tell you that there were a lot of things wrong with that
guy.
Movie.
Okay, yeah. Right, I understand. Yeah. But the story itself, the fact that the kid gets to play.
Right, the guy who plays Little Hobbit, he's a nice guy, I'm sure, but... Like Rudy, the guy in real life.
Yeah, well, I almost went with Moneyball, where like at the end they made the playoffs and got swept.
While not really mentioning Jermaine Dye or any Mulder of the pitchers. Or Hudson or Zito.
Yeah, they didn't have pitchers.
No. They only had a GM. That's all they had.
That's all they had.
It was a baseball
bump. Shane watches Rudy through the eyes of his brother, who's hating to the very end. It's like, all right, whatever, big deal. Who cares about this? His dad's sobbing next to him. He's like, who cares about this?
That guy's movie, Shane would love.
Hey,
Shane
man.
Would love that guy gets a movie.
Yeah. Look, there's space for that. Like, that's the how I Met Your Mother Cobra Kai thing.
That show sucks too, How I Met Your Mother.
But
whiny bitches.
But it helped birth Cobra Kai because there were enough people that were like, you know what? In retrospect, Johnny Lawrence was aggrieved. I agree with that whole idea.
Okay.
Daniel LaRusso really? Is a bad guy.
So just the idea in that show is what birthed
yes.
same writers?
Yeah, no, but they had Macchio and William Zabka on the show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And the bit was is that Barney wanted to meet the Karate Kid, and they bring in Ralph Macchio, and he's like, he ain't the Karate Kid.
Yeah.
And then Zabka's in the back in a clown outfit, and he's like, finally someone gets it.
Oh, wow.
And I think he started writing Cobra Kai like the next day. So there are enough people, and I'm in that group.
God, I love that stuff.
It was an illegal crane kick to the face. He should have been disqualified. So
get him a body bag! Yeah!
And he couldn't leave well enough alone, too.
Boy, there's...
Shout out to my guy Gary Goldman. He does 10 minutes on this, and he's 100% right.
I haven't seen that. Is that one of the new ones?
That's one of Gary's like classic bits.
That's a really funny stand-up comic who's also incredibly open about depression and the battle of being human.
Yeah.
Gary Goldman, Gulman. I totally agree.
His stuff on Cobra Kai is amazing. He's also just funny, and I've had a couple of interactions with him. He is genuinely a nice person that is trying to navigate life. Shane, see if Gary Goldman will come on the show soon.
Okay.
I can text him, but you should handle that.
Yeah, textures have a lot of thoughts on a lot of these things. Moneyball barely mentioned the MVP, Miguel Tejada.
Right.
The Athletics won because of Scott Hatterberg's walks. That's from Dan Bernstein. And this, several people saying, thank you, Shane. How I Met Your Mother is trash.
That guy doesn't stop whining about how lonely he is. Dude, become less insufferable and you'll find a girlfriend.
All right. Well, see, I was looking for non-traditional sports stories.
We were having some joy.
We were having some joy. And all this is what the problem is.
But I mean,
cynicism comes at you from everywhere.
Or like Friday Night Lights. Dallas Carter beat the snot out of them, and that wasn't the championship game that they lost in. So, you know, but the idea is that you build up to all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel something.
And Lonzo just getting to play is victory enough in itself.
And that's also part of the problem. It's a bigger issue, Speaks. And I know that's not necessarily where we wanted to go with this, but because of the time that we spend talking about sports overall, we end up in these places where whether it's ring culture or if it's just how close are you to a championship, winning is the only thing that matters.
Oh, dude.
All of that stuff. Sometimes a story like this can get lost. Now, luckily, I just saw Lonzo Ball on NBA Live with Malika. And that to me is what it should be a joyous thing. It doesn't matter if he turns back into the player that he was. The fact that he's here at all is a miracle.
Yeah, yeah. And it, I'm sure that matters to him and for the largeness of the story. That's why it's interesting. When you brought up Brandon Roy yesterday, who actually did battle and come back only to not have his career rekindle, maybe we should have given that some more time as a comp or more thought process as a comp. Because sometimes just battling to get there can be the story enough. Cool Runnings. Texter says Cool Runnings, where they just wanted to make it into the Olympics. The Jamaican bobsled team.
Yes.
And they did make it into the Olympics.
They did.
Yeah, they got there.
Or was Eddie the Eagle? Was that
Eddie the Eagle, the ski jumper, who was absolutely awful. But how about let's modernize it. The Australian breakdancer.
No, that
that's fraud. That's that fraud.
It is. It's
she
legit.
Made it.
No, her husband or boyfriend was the committee.
Oh.
And put her on the list.
Oh.
And there are a lot of people in the Australian breakdancing community.
Oh,
that which is large, by the way.
I mean, it is.
It is.
I mean, it's a world genre now, and it, like, there were lots of people like, how did that
didn't
even
know that.
Happen?
Yeah, see,
it was a terrible fraud.
Is what happens when you stop paying attention to a story.
Don't worry, that's going to be a movie, just not the movie that you expect.
How many sports, by the way, do you have to suck at as a kid before your mom says, "Hey, why don't we try breakdancing?"
Well,
maybe, maybe that's for you.
Well, the people who are great at breakdancing are usually great at sports.
That is 100% true. From my own limited high school experience,
yeah,
all of the best athletes were the breakdancers of choice. Absolutely true. I don't know where Kendall Hendrick is right now, but he was the best athlete in my high school, and he was an unbelievable breakdancer.
Yeah, usually if you've got that level of core strength and coordination.
Yeah. Your popping
probably
lock
a good athlete.
Maybe I'm just letting my bias sink in here because I think it's stupid.
Breakdancing?
I think it's dumb.
I
don't know. I just think it's stupid.
Oh, that you're a bad person.
We know that, but
I'm not going to say that that's what makes you a bad person. I'm just going to say
I'll go ahead and say it. I'll say that.
That dance is supposed to be expressive, and that is part of a culture that was born to allow people to express themselves in a very different way. That's
okay. All right.
Oh, see?
All right.
Turned into a teachable moment.
That's he won't learn it.
It's
he
a learning
learn
lesson,
lesson,
folks.
It's a learning
it
lesson.
Lawrence said it perfectly.
Oh, God. The learning lesson.
It's an elemental principle to hip hop. Like, for real, for real.
In terms of the
Of what hip hop is. Mm-hmm. Breakdancing is an elemental principle.
But hip hop came first.
I like hip hop.
Breakdancing came later.
It depends on who you talk to, because I mean the break beats.
Right. I get you. Well, when I was hanging out with Grandmaster Melly Mel, I asked him.
You did?
No, I didn't actually.
Tanny, didn't he have a diss song like last year Was it against Eminem?
I did have one.
Not you. I think Grandmaster Melly Mel last year did a diss song.
Did he really?
About Eminem.
Oh, welcome back.
For his 60th birthday. Oh, like,
I got to tell you, that's one of the things that flew underneath my radar there. I don't know.
I might be wrong, but I think I'm right. I think
it doesn't surprise me. Whenever you, I'm not going to say anything else.
And Tanny, it was terrible.
I think
it was so bad.
I gotta say,
didn't even respond.
As much as I've enjoyed this content the last few minutes, it seems like more of a fit for Herman and Wendell. Am I right? Because that show,
I feel like Wendell and Herman is the way that show should be named.
Whoa,
very different show.
It's a very different show.
Look who's feeling himself.
What is your confirmation name? Mine's Philip.
I'm not gonna
say. He's not gonna tell it. He's not going to put
it out
there.
I got to keep the secret.
Yeah. Lawrence's confirmation name and my Hebrew name is the very secret other show. Yeah.
Okay, Matt Matza Spiegel.
that's the show.
It's mitzvah. It's actually mitzvah.
That's the show where we keep telling you to keep your third eye open. That show, my confirmation name and his Hebrew name.
And my name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're talking some real heavy stuff
on
that.
Got some levels going. Lawrence, I have a bunch of stickers in my pocket I need to ask you about.
Okay.
So let's do that.
For the mini fridge?
Yes. Yes. Because for those of you, we need to update people on what has happened. And I need to ask you what we're going to use these stickers for. I need to tell you about some of the stickers that Tanny, who's been appointed in charge of sticker procurement, has ordered. And he's also making some as well. This is going to be an absolute delight.
I thought we were doing stickers at 6:05.
No, we're not going to leave it for someone else. We're going to have a little bit of fun, Shane. It's all right. It's bye week, and we haven't turned the page. So whatever's going to keep them calm is exactly what I want to do on this show. So we're going to do that. We're going to take a look at some stickers. We'll get a little sticker shock. Spiegel and Holmes here on The Score.